Good morning to you. Now, here is the sound of a volley of shots being fired in honour of a dead INLA member. So obviously from the applause, support in the street for the firing of those shots, in honour of Martin Michael Kearney, who died last week. He died in Milltown Cemetery from gunshot wounds. And Martin Michael Kearney was a member of the INLA. He was jailed in 1987 for his part in a 1982 booby trap bomb, which killed two children, Kevin Valladay, who was 11, and his friend Stephen Bennett, who was 14. Also killed in the explosion was a 20-year-old Lance Bombardier in the Army, Kevin Waller. And Martin Michael Kearney died in tragic circumstances in Milltown Cemetery during the week. And I want to speak to Rob McAdam, who's a community worker. Rob, good morning.
Good morning to you, Frank.
There's been mixed reaction to the firing of the shots. People of a Republican tradition saying that Michael Kearney is entitled to what is seen as a Republican tradition. More people than that saying that it's unreasonable for shots to be fired in a built-up area and that the police should have intervened.
First and foremost, Frank, I think it's very easy when someone has committed such a heinous crime that Mr. Michael Kearney committed to dehumanise them. But this morning, before I pass any commentary in relation to that deplorable action last night, I want to extend my sincere condolences to the family of Mr. Michael Kearney. There's a family grieving this morning in what you describe quite rightly so as horrific circumstances. I was driving through the area last night at after 5 o'clock, and it was quite evident at that stage by the formation of men in white shirts and black ties that there was going to be the formation of what we would call a colour party belonging to the INLA. There was no indication, although you could speculate that guns were going to be brought onto the street. I witnessed the one police car just off Albert Street sitting facing the Maureen Sheehan Centre. It was an unmarked car. It was parked not even in the direction of the street, but on down. These people who bring guns into our streets, it is grossly depressing that in 2019 we still have this action. There is nothing respectful about firing a volley of shots in a built-up residential area, close to schools, close to a healthcare facility, and close to all of that. It is deplorable and it is mindless, Frank.
And for people who aren't familiar, but for people who aren't familiar with where you're talking about right beside St. Peter's Cathedral in the Lower
Correct.
Falls. And the Maureen Sheehan Centre is just within a shout of the murals that you see there that the tourists go to see on the Falls Road. That's where we are. It's also in an area where there's a very evident memorial to the INLA. All the dead members of the INLA are named on a memorial in one of those little side streets on a gable wall. It would have been quite close to all of that. And the applause after the shots were fired suggests to me that the people around in the immediate vicinity weren't objecting to this colour party.
Well, I think that's unfair, Frank, to the people of that area. I know many people in that area, and I don't think that they should be tarnished by the actions of some. There was people who came from all over into that area to pay what they would assume is their respects to Mr. Michael Kearney. They done so in an absolutely disgusting way. We're sitting here not so long on in the aftermath of the murder of Lyra McKee, where shots were fired indiscriminately. And what goes up, Frank, must come down. where did the bullets go? Where did the shell casings go? And I'm not on here this morning, absolutely not, to criticise the PSNI. I think they do have questions to answer around their policing operation. But far be it from me to criticise them this morning. They will have made an operational decision to sit back, collect and collate evidence. You know, is it responsible for the police to go in full force into the area when people have weapons and potentially another life being put in danger? I would say not, but that'll be a matter for the police to answer.
What was the general attitude in the area towards Martin McIlkearney, or had people forgotten what he had done? Because it was in that general area that he killed the children, wasn't it?
That's not something I can give an assessment on, Frank. Certainly, he's not someone who I would have come into contact with. He's not somebody who I knew. And I think, like many people in this society, and in a society that had conflict, people became involved in that conflict. Mr. McIlkearney carried out a very heinous act where the murder of very innocent civilians, including children. But you know, he is not alone in that. There is many people that carried out deplorable acts within all sections of our society here.
His death was certainly in tragic circumstances. The police helicopter flew over Milltown Cemetery on the day that he died. People thought there'd been a major incident in the cemetery, and it seemed when it began to be investigated that he was close to the Republican plot and died at his own hand in the cemetery. That is a suggestion that what he was carrying in his head from the time that he killed the children and the soldier in West Belfast, that as a middle-aged man, he was tortured by that memory.
And that may well be the case. And again, I would only be speculating, as would we all be, in relation to Mr. McIlkearney's reasoning for what he'd done. You know, in relation to the offence that unfolded in Milltown, I want to be respectful to the family and I don't want to dwell into that. What I would say is that people did commit some terrible, terrible atrocities here. And if that guilt doesn't sit with you, then there's something wrong. What I have found from speaking to former political prisoners in the past is that one statement that always sat with me was that we have to continue to justify the murders. We have to justify. Because the minute we believe it was unjustified is the minute the guilt will eat us up.
His name will be added to the memorial just beside, close to the cathedral, down from the Maureen Sheehan Centre. And the people will see his name on that memorial for years to come. Is that something that should be done, or does that add to the hurt in the community?
Well, you know, that's not for me to pass comment on. I don't agree with any paramilitary groupings in our existence, and I don't believe in glorifying them in any way, shape or form. I don't think there's a place for paramilitary murals that identify territory. And I think these people, in my opinion, should never have existed, but they should certainly go away and get the hell off the backs of these communities.
And do you expect the police to find the guns that were fired last night?
I mean, we saw the huge policing operation that took place in the wake of the murder of Lear McKee, which caused national outrage. And I don't believe that weapon has been found, so I don't hold out much hope for those weapons to be collected. Although, you know, I'll always call on the PSNI to put the utmost resources into bringing these people before the courts.
Do you think police will visit homes? It would have been said in the day, raid homes in West Belfast, looking for these weapons. Is that what we'll see on social media in the near future?
Well, they may well do, Frank. It'll be a matter for the PSNI as to what form of police operations is the outcome of last night's events. Again, I would like to think that the PSNI will investigate everything robustly and put a very affirmative action plan in place.
Martin McIlkearney's funeral will take place from St. Peter's Cathedral at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning. Do you see that as something which will be a family funeral, a funeral for his family and friends that he would have had, as opposed to anything to do with his Republican tradition?
Well, I think it would be absurd not to speculate at this stage that it probably more likely will be a Republican funeral with the Republican trappings. However, I would also be mindful and say that for the family of Mr. Michael Kearney, it's them inspiring their loved one, their father, their uncle, whoever. For them, it's a family event, but I'm sure there will be all the Republican trappings that will come with it in the light of last night's events.
Okay, Rob McAdam, a community worker, thank you very much indeed. 0289033105, you're just switching on the radio. Good morning to you. This is the U105 phone-in. Whatever's on your mind, we're always happy to hear from you here. You can give us a shout, 0289033105. Gary has a point that he wants to make on the back of Rob speaking to us earlier. Rob was a community worker, he was very critical of the shots being fired in the vicinity of West Belfast after the death of a member of the INLA. Gary, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How you doing? Just on the back of what Rob said, I mean, when Rob comes on, you listen to people from across the radio stations, and Rob's a breath of fresh air, and I want to echo everything he said. If you look at that last night, that's something that belongs in our long, long distance past. Who am I to tell anyone that they can't remember their dead relative or their dead friend, but to remember it in such a way as dragging us back to what the dark, dark days were in this country, they should really take a good hard look at themselves. That guy, it seems, by all accounts of the reports we're getting, he may well have looked back at what he'd done in his life and regretted it, and that's why he took his own life, if indeed he did so. And therefore, he's looking back, he's been looking back and regretting what he'd done and done sort of what he did. So, I mean, who is anyone else then to come and just bring that memory of that fella back to, what it was last night in Divis? By all means, remember your dad and remember him respectfully. But as Rob says, who I agree with, as I said, and I think he's a breath of fresh air when he does come on, remember him respectfully, but that's in the long, long distance past. And young ones seeing that in Divis, Divis has enough problems, as has the rest of areas such as Divis and indeed the Shankill. They have enough problems without young people seeing that and then delving into it and wanting to know what it is and then maybe ending up in one of those organisations, which is what we don't want across the board anywhere.
Okay, Gary, thank you. 0289033105.